All right, I will start with the injuries. And everybody basically is limited that I'm going to list. They're going to do walkthroughs and maybe some individuals, and then we'll see how much, if anything else, they can do. Dexter, with his head, he's going to do a little walkthrough, and then he's going to exercise with the trainers. He's cleared up, and so he's got to wait until tomorrow before he can practice. Kendrick with his shoulder, he's going to do some walkthroughs and then limited on individual, and then we'll see if he can do anything else. Albert with his back, same situation there. Lilja with his knee, he'll do walkthroughs, but he's not going to practice. And then Tambahali with a knee. He's not going to practice today, but he'll do walkthroughs. And so those are the guys as far as the injuries go. On the roster, I released Keel, the linebacker. Released him yesterday. We parted ways on good terms, and so we're going to go our separate ways. We got a roster spot that's open. We'll see what we need to do with it. We'll probably fill it by the weekend anyway. The focus is on building on the effort from Sunday, trying to get to the point where we can make that one play that we need to make to win the game. And so that's what we're going to do. Talk to them about not letting down or underestimating the Panthers, because they have a lot of ability on that team. They've been in just about every game that they played. I think that there are two games that the score got away from them, the Giants, which is a good team, and the Broncos, which is another good team. But otherwise, the scores have been 6 points or less on the ones that they've lost. So we're going to have another good effort, a better effort this coming Sunday, so that we can win the game. And so that's what we're going to focus on and try to get done. All right, with that, open it up.
On the roster spot, where you say by the weekend, that's telling me it's probably going to be someone from within the practice squad based on your injury needs?
Or well, there's a possibility that that's the case. If we don't find anybody else we like or want to add, then it'll probably be from within.
So at what spot do you feel like you may be soft on that you need to fill based on these injuries, I imagine? Offensive line again?
Or? Well, there are a lot of spots that are problems for us. If I knew exactly what I was going to do, I would do it today. Okay. So I'm going to take a couple days here or day or and then decide.
And so why not keep Keel around until you make this move? Why, he was kind of a fringe guy anyway.
Well, he was expendable, so I expended him.
What about following up games, Romeo? Games that you've been competitive the following week, things have, gone back. You haven't been able to parlay a good performance to the next week.
Well, exactly. And it takes, our team, when we play really good against a good football team, a lot of the energy and effort that goes into playing that type of game, mentally, when you're playing a team that's not as good, quote, and I say not as good, and I'm not, don't mean that literally, all right? But human nature says, all right, I played the Denver Broncos, and they're the best team in the AFC West. And so now here's a team who are 3-8, or and they are not as good as the Denver Broncos by record. So human nature says relax a little bit. I can relax a little bit. So that's what you have to fight. You have to fight human nature. And so that's what we are focusing on, is not letting down and being able to put forth the same kind of effort we put forth last week.
So they're just giving up to the good teams and not the bad teams, basically.
Well, if you look at the games that we've played our best in, they've been against, quote, the good teams at that time. And then the following week, for whatever reason, we haven't been able to play as well and finish.
What about third downs? Last 3 weeks, you've just been 6 of 38 on your third down conversions. What's going on there?
Well, we are not as good as we need to be. We haven't been converting them the way we need to convert them. Some of that has to do with the rushers that we're facing, and some of that has to do with our inability to make the play.
Romeo, Cam Newton's Carolina's leading rusher. I mean, I watched a little bit on TV, and they're doing some option and doing some planned stuff. But is most of his rushing yardage scramble-type stuff, unplanned-type stuff, or is
You know, they got that option play, and he can read it, he can hand it off, he can keep it himself, he can pitch it, then he can drop back and throw it. So that makes it kind of tough to defend, because you have to cover all your bases. So he has that available to him. And then when he drops back in the pocket, if guys are covered down the field and he sees a lane, he will take it upon himself to just pull the ball down and run if he feels like that he can get the first down. And there was a play Monday night, was the 3rd and 14, I believe it was. He dropped back, looked down the field, there was a running lane, he pulled the ball down and he ran for the first down. You know, so he has that kind of ability. He knows he's got that kind of ability. And so that's one of the reasons that he's the leading rusher on the team.
Does that necessitate a spy per se, or is it just part of a package?
No, I think that you have to account for him. You know, and so you might have to put a safety on him. You might have to put a linebacker on him. You might have to put a defensive lineman on him. But if you don't account for him, he'll hurt you.
You talked about the other day, Tyson Jackson's playing all three downs now. I anticipate that'll be his role this week based on what he did the other day.
Well, we've been rolling him, and he'll continue to do some of the same things, depending on the personnel that our opponent puts in the game.
What I'm leading up to is kind of talking about a guy like Newton, who you don't know if he's going to run or pass. Does that make maybe Tyson's improvement against the pass as well as what he's done against her? I mean, does that kind of make him maybe even a little more important than what he does this week?
Well, like I say, that makes all of them more important, because everybody has a responsibility. They have to do their jobs so that we can cover everybody we need to cover.
You talked the other day about Jamar Newsom and why he was active the other day. Basically, you said because of his speed. I mean, has that been the biggest deficiency in this receiving group, is just that lack of downfield speed?
Well, I don't think that you can say that that's been the only deficiency. I think that's one of the things that we deal with, that trying to get more speed on the field, because teams have been kind of pressing us a little bit. And when you press, they're not open right away, and so now the quarterback has to hold the ball. The line has to protect longer, whereas if you have some speed on the field, you got a chance to beat the press and get guys off of you a little bit.
What about assuming you can get somebody open down the field? You feel good about your quarterback, in this case, Quinn, his ability to get the ball there accurately?
If we get him open, then he'll get it there.
Is it safe? You were solid on Quinn as your starter this week as you were last week. Is that safe?
Yes.
How do you know, not how do you know, but I think we all know that Matt doesn't like being the backup, right? But how have you seen him react? How have you seen him deal with that?
Matt has been a pro throughout this whole process. He wants the Chiefs to do well, and whatever he can do to help the Chiefs do well, he has done and is willing to do. And if that's being the backup, he'll be the backup. If that's being the show team guy, he'll be the show team guy. Whatever he can do to help the team, that's what he's willing to do.
I don't want to say, like, surprised you, but, I mean, is there something about that, of his reaction to this new role that you can point out and say, that's helped us, you know, this is a good thing that he did?
Well, the fact that he's a pro about it and taking it the way that he's taken it, that helps us, because he could have been not a pro and been a problem, you know. But he's been a pro about it, and like I say, and one of the reasons that makes it easier for him, it's not easy for him, but one of the things that makes it easier for him is because he wants the Chiefs to do well.
A couple more guys.
Jamal has been a more consistent part of the offense the last few weeks, and it sort of coincides with you having a little more oversight of the offense. Is that something that you specifically wanted to see, or an idea that you brought to the offense when you made that decision to kind of have more say in what was going on?
I don't know that it was any ideas or anything. I mean, you know, you look at your team and you try to figure out what it can do well, and we have a runner that runs the ball very well, and so let's give him the ball and let him run. And if things are going well, you keep giving him the ball, whether it's Jamal, whether it's Hillis, whether it's Sean Drone, whoever it is. If they're doing well with it, then you give it to them, and good things happen. If good things are not happening, then you have to do something else.
How much of a of it's been the play of the offensive line kind of opening things up from it. You know, it's been such a patchwork, but seems to be playing pretty well, at least last week.
Yeah, last week, exactly, you know. And if they play with that kind of attitude and energy, like I tell them, you know, that energy and that effort, that just makes everything better for everybody. And so if we can keep doing that, that will definitely help us.
Coach, you mentioned on Monday a lack of opportunities for John Baldwin. And even 3 weeks ago, you mentioned you had to get him more involved in the downfield attack. What's your vision these last 5 games to get him more involved in the offense?
Well, he's going to be out there, and if the ball comes to him, we expect him to make the play. I cannot guarantee that the ball is going to go to him, you know, but when the ball comes to him, you make the play. And what I found out that is if you make the play, the ball will go to you more. And, you know, you look at Jamal. He makes some plays, makes yards, and the ball goes to him more, you know. And so he gets the opportunity. He needs to make the play, and then the ball will go to him more.
With all the circumstances and personnel that you currently have, which is what you got, how do you score more points?
We make the one play we need to make to win a game first. And then once we can win a game, I think that that will help our confidence all the way across the board. Because, you know, hey, when you lose, your confidence is not great. But, you know, hey, we are working at it. We're going to keep working. We're going to keep fighting. And then we're going to make that play, and we're going to win the game. And then we're going to feel better, and then we're going to win another one.
Of all the problems that you're dealing with, is that the biggest one with this team, the fact that you can't score?
Well, the turnovers is the biggest thing, okay? And when you've noticed that when we don't turn the ball over, we're in the games, and we give ourselves a chance. So let's keep not turning the ball over, and then we're in the games, and now let's make the play we need to make to win the game.
Last one, Adam. There's a number of guys on offense who obviously aren't giving you what you thought when the season started. Is Baldwin number one on that list of those players?
Well, you know, everybody takes a role in this offense, and everybody plays a role, and the offense as a whole hasn't been as good as we want it to be or need it to be, you know, to win games. And this team hasn't been as good as we want it to be or need it to be to win games. And so I'm not putting it on one guy.
Last two.
What kind of challenges do you see your secondary facing this week?
Well, the biggest challenge is we got Steve Smith out there, and he's a dynamic receiver and a fiery kind of guy, and he runs all the routes, so we're going to have to cover him. And then with Cam Newton and his ability to throw the ball, because he does have a really strong arm, and when he has time to get set in the pocket, he delivers a good ball. So those two, that combination, and then with the running game, you know, if they can get a running game going, then that makes it tougher to defend the pass. So the process is still the same every week, you know. Just some different quirks in it, like Cam is going to run the ball more, whereas Peyton wasn't going to run the ball. He didn't want to run, you know, so you have to kind of deal with that a little bit.
Do you have to address any potential frustration by the defense from the fact that the offense is basically not putting up hardly any points at all?
I have to address the frustrations with the team of not winning. And these guys are together. They pull for each other. They fight for each other. And that's the only way we're going to get out of this deal is fight together. And so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Basically, that it was playing off that. Are you reaching into your book of speeches and looking for new ways to keep them motivated, to keep this team, you know, overall focused on winning? Because, I mean, you know, you can tune somebody out who tells you the same thing over and over again, so it must be a challenge for you to try to find new ways to get those points home that you're just not seeing the results in.
Well, the thing is that if we can win, and if I can show them that if they will put forth the effort that we put forth last week, all right, to give ourselves a chance to win, all right, then we're going to make the play that will allow us to win, and then we're going to feel so much better about who we are. And now then they will really believe what I'm telling them.